in your life.
And you're listening to
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Boy, here we go. Oh, boy. Oh, girl. All y'all out there, everybody, here we go. The Magic of Intuition 2024 with JD. Look, here's the thing I want to say. You're going to hear us talk about life unfolding. You're going to hear this amazing, absolutely incredible businesswoman, professional, intuitivebusinessconnections.com, creating opportunities for everybody out there to come forward and understand the power of intuition and the empowerment of living a life intuitively. You know, JD specializes in working with business professionals, entrepreneurs. It doesn't matter. But what she's able to do is say, wait a minute, what do you want? Do you want to grow your business? Would you like to find deeper meaning or deeper joy? Do you want to work less, earn more? How about feeling physically better? Because I'm telling you, if you don't feel physically great, you're not going to be able to do anything here. Have more authentic relationships. Increase your passion for life. Strengthen confidence. You see, these are the things that point to something very important, purpose and meaning. If you look at the latest study that came out about the people that are living longer and these blue zones they are in, what you find, especially in some of the countries, is that they wake up every day with a sense of purpose, you know, a strength for who they are in the world, how they navigate their day, what it means to be connecting. And yet here we are, and most of us had to learn this either later or we still haven't learned it. And I will tell you that this is not a show for just people of a certain age or a certain profession. This is everyone. Because what the science and the studies are showing now is folks are getting in a point of despair younger than we've ever seen. And what's happening is we don't know how to bring ourselves out of it. We don't know. We struggle, and we forget we've got something important, the magic of intuition. So today you're going to hear from this incredible entrepreneur. You know, JD's going to talk about this, but this is not just talk, because what she has created for a business and opportunities, you can join her in an upcoming retreat, whether that's going to be in Canada or Costa Rica. It doesn't matter. It's not about talking about how to help people. It's creating opportunities to help people, to be there for them. Whether it's looking at a best-selling author that she is, the true stories of her life, which you'll hear, how is it that she's tapping into something to guide herself and guide others that most of us either don't get, or sometimes if we get it, it's like at our dying breath. Great to have you. JD, welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, Dr. Pat.
Look, the magic of intuition. I just want to start out with a statement, and then we're going to talk about you and your journey. From a very young age, I was called lucky, very young. So much so, when I got my dog, my boxer, they named the dog Lucky. We don't know why parents do what they do, but was it really luck or was it something else? And so when we think about intuition, what is it you believe that in the journey to getting there that we compromise on? How many of us actually believe we can live in 100% intuitively? And then what was it like for you to get to that place? What challenges, what obstacles did you personally have to overcome, push through, knock down to come to be you today?
Mm. Yes. To answer in one word, it's fear. I think most people, we all can receive intuition. It's not just a feminine, quality that is only reserved for women in the world. We all equally have access to intuition. And I think it's there 24 hours a day for us to guide us. We receive it. It's terrifying. It's asking us to step out of our comfort zone. And we say, no, I'm not ready for that. I'm going to continue on how what's comfortable for me. And I want the listeners to understand that there's no judgment in that. It's okay. We're all human. We all have free will. And I'm confident in my intuition because this has been a long journey. I started this, in high school. I've been interested in personal development and spirituality, and now I'll be 40 this year. And so this is not just an overnight I became confident. When, 20 years ago, I was in an emotionally abusive relationship. I had zero self-worth. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any. I moved to a part of Canada that was very far away from my social network and my family, and I was alone, and I didn't have a support, and I didn't have friends. Everything was hard, really hard, and the hardest time of my life, and I had to search really deep to find my joy because I feel like joy is the one guiding factor of intuition. People are like, there's so many senses. We can talk about that. We have time in the show to talk about the different ways to receive intuition. But one is really like that excitement, that pull. And when I was at my lowest, I just had to look at where is that pull leading me? And it would lead me to there. And then it was just step by step, step by step. And it's just something that I could just talk for an hour. So you're going to have to almost interrupt me because I'm so passionate about this topic.
No, you need to talk because, you see, this is why we decided to do this show, because this is not, I don't think this is one of these things we can bring academic conversation to, although we could. But this is the kind of passion and purpose that people want to hear is realistically, in arm's reach to them. Because it's not for the 1%, and that's what you're saying. But I love that you're talking about what you went through to realize that the way out could be an intuitive way out, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple schools of thought about intuition and how do we receive intuition? That's the mystery. This is the magic. Where does it come from? There's two schools of thought. One is that it's one school of thought is more maybe scientific. It's more cellular memories, and we receive things, we remember things unconsciously, and it comes to mind when we need it most. That's great. I come from the second school of thought, where we have access to our higher selves, and our higher selves has this vantage point of our life and the potential we can reach. And I'm just on earth just doing my life, but I want to access, hey, what's the greatest potential that my life, what can I really accomplish? And so the goals I have for myself tend to be very small. You brought up Costa Rica, and I have a huge affinity to Costa Rica. I love, the Pura Vida lifestyle is a culture, and we have so much to learn from them. And they've obviously mastered something well with community and love and connection because they're a blue zone. So that's, we need to learn from them. So I remember last year, my dream and my goal was just to retreat center. That was huge. This is what we could afford. This is enough. Who am I to ask for more? And that was my limited human self. And then my intuition and guidance, I don't know how I got there. I was on a piece of land walking gorgeous 42 acres, two stunning waterfalls, like the 60-meter waterfall and another 30-meter waterfall, stunning. And I was walking this land, and I heard something, a voice from somewhere. I don't know where. It was so majestic to me. And it was this very calm and neutral message that said, J.D., this is our gift to you. You just have to say yes. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. I say yes. This is it. For sure, yes. And I just like realized how limiting I live my life when really I 1 acre was enough. But my higher self or something in my life needs the 42 acres for some reason. So this is one example. I have a book of examples, but this is my latest example that I really love.
Well, we're going to get to more examples, and I'm going to tell you why, because I would not be here speaking with you today if something didn't happen to me 20 years ago, and I knew in my gut not to hang up. But nobody stays on wrong phone numbers anymore. I mean, who? I mean, if you dial a wrong phone number, you're like, so sorry, goodbye. When we come back, how can you create a plan for your business, for your life? And would you know how to tap in to the magic of intuition? You know, this is what JD's talking about. When we come back, we're going to walk you through it. It isn't just about becoming the best at something. It isn't just about achieving something or comparing something. It's about using something that each of us has, such a gift that could make our lives so much easier. Maybe a piece of property in another country or this country, maybe in your cards. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion impact the world? Author of Money Come Dance With Me, Gail West, is an internationally known speaker, creative catalyst, and business intuitive at Success with Soul. Work with Gail to create a new relationship with money as your friend. Link the soul of your business to the business of your soul with programs like Sacred Money Mastery, Akashic Records of the Soul, and more. To receive a healing money meditation, go to successwithsoul.com today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I love this topic. I love it. I don't get to talk about it that often. Not everybody has something that happens in life. And you realize the essence of it. Let's just call it the essence of it. And then when you realize the essence of it and how you've used this thing, tough times in your life, good times in your life, you then realize, wait, maybe it's a way of being. That's today's show, The Magic of Intuition 2024. Katie, listen, before we go and continue with this, because I do believe we can be guided by intuition pretty much into anything and out of anything. But before we jump ahead and hear a little bit more about your into and out of, how do we find out more about you?
Well, I'm really excited to be launching my first Transformation Talk radio show called The Dawn of Intuition, Awaken to a New Way of Being. My middle name is actually Dawn, so I just love the connection with all of this, which will be on February 5th, my first show on February 5th, 2024. So I'm really excited about that.
I'm excited. But, yeah, okay, so the other thing I know you do is, and I hope you have a couple coming up, because I know that you do wonderful retreats for people, and it taps into everything we're talking about today. When is your next one? What have you got coming?
Yes, yes. Thank you for asking. I actually have a retreat called Reconnect to Your Intuition. You can find all of the details on my website at www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com. There's a tab for retreats that will guide you directly to the retreat page. I'm kind of always updating. I can offer retreats whenever. I have some winter retreats because I find the snow and the fireplaces and the Nordic spas extremely charming, and I don't know why everyone doesn't want to be here in the winter, but not everyone loves Canadian winter. So with that being said, the busy summer season is really June and July this year.
And I want to comment about this. For those of you, we have a lot of Canadian listeners, and I just want you all to really tap into this. Isn't this a lakefront retreat, or did I make that up?
It is.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Lakefront. Yes, it's lakefront. And even in the winter, like yesterday I was walking on the ice around the lake. Everyone, you know, it brings community. Winter actually brought dinner this year. We're all passing each other and dogs are playing and it's sunset. And for me, it's magical. I just love it. But my summer retreats are popular. I have 7-day hiking, meditation, yoga. I have 8-day reconnect your intuition. And then I also am offering this year a 29-day sanctuary retreat, which is like stay with me for a month. There's daily yoga, daily meditation, a vegetarian meals, healthy veggies, very simple because I don't want people to get too attached to the food, but people do like the food, detox smoothies, you know, games night, board games night, dancing, salsa dancing, you know, Nordic spas, just like fun. I feel like a summer camp. I actually do this for me, and people are like, welcome to join. I guess like my dream life, and then people can join.
Well, I love that you're doing that. I want to comment on two things, and then we'll get to your story.
Okay.
Okay. I am going away this weekend, and it's honestly, it's the first strip of time that I really carved out, you know, and Linda and I are both going, and we're celebrating many things, especially her recovery. But every year since I moved to Seattle, like 1994, my group of friends, like 30, except for COVID, we go to Sleeping Lady in Leavenworth, snow, mountains, snowshoeing, log cabins. So when you're talking about the whole winter thing, I am like, how wonderful is that? Can I just say, it is magical, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, and it's also a good time, you know, like winter is a time of hibernation. So this is what I do every year. I do these 10-day silent retreats. And in the winter, it's a time to go inward. And that's all intuition is going inward, stopping the outside busy and reconnecting to self. So I find it easier, you know, to be in the winter and the darkness and the cold to really connect to my intuition more than the summer when it's loud and busy and fun. In Canada, we have like 2-3 months that are nice. So like everyone's outside and busy and it's calm. It's relaxing. There's no boats on my lake. You'll see pictures. It's stunning. Mm. It's calm, but it's still busier than winter.
Yeah, I love this. I want to ask you this question because you and I have something in common. We both have been in abusive relationships, for lack of a better word or better phrase. But here's the way I started to think about it as I prepped for the show. I thought about, okay, what part of getting in that, or more importantly, getting out of that, was intuition. And when I thought about it in detail, without going into my story, But even finding a new place to live, that was so intuitive. I mean, you can't plan it. There's just so much of that. But how was it for you? Because here you are today, and many people would look at both of us and say, nah, not those two. They must have an easy life. But how did you navigate the waters through that relationship and then out?
Yeah. Well, gosh, and the story can be long. Like, my intuition brought me here, and I think the deep, deep depression and sadness that I experienced while here led me to meditation, which completely changed my life.
Yeah.
This has deeply changed my life. So I realized once I did that first silent retreat, I realized, oh, that's why I was brought to the province mm-hmm. of Quebec. So rediscover that in this lifetime. So I'm grateful for that relationship to have pushed me to this level of spirituality that it's very important in my life. Now, for 5.5 years, I tried to leave. Every month, I would literally sit him down, very charming. Like, we're friends today, he's a beautiful man. Just the him and I triggered each other. there's nothing wrong with him. It was just us together did not fit. And also me 10 years ago. Right now, I'm zen and happy and fulfilled, and I'm a very different human than JD like 15 years ago when I was, you know, angry and bitter and yelling all the time. Like, that's not my energy today. So just preface that. But for five and a half years, literally monthly, it was almost like the full moon of like, okay, everything would bottle up and I need to leave. And I never left. And then one day I had this word of like, if he says this to me, that's my word. And that night he said it to me. It was in French, so it doesn't matter to any of the listeners. He said this one word and that was my limit. And I was scared. I was like, oh my God, where do I go? I don't have this support system. And I heard like, leave now. And my intuition gives me very little leeway of time. Everyone's different, I hope. But for me, I receive intuition and I've learned over the years to act very fast because they only give me like a couple days of, otherwise I'll miss the opportunity. So I received leave now and I was like, oh, where do I go? Oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh. And I thought of a couple and they had, they were living in my dream house. I was friends with her. Again, I write a whole chapter about this in my book about how I became friends with her because my intuition was like, go talk to that woman, become friends with her. And I was literally like, I walked up to her after the networking event. Do you want to be my friend? We don't do that, you know? But literally, all of the amazing people in my life today, I've literally walked up to them, and I'm like, do you want to be my friend? And the people in my life today are like, okay. I'm like, they rarely ask that. So I'm very cautious of who I choose into my life. So walked up to her, okay, 6 months later, we become friends, and we were in, like, this women's, like, support mastermind group. So one night, we were making vision boards. And I had put a picture of her house on my vision board. And she laughed. She's like, JD, that's my house. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, I'm not, it's just an example. Like, I want a house like yours. Because she was in the most beautiful relationship I've ever seen. It was 10 years marriage to this beautiful man. Like, the relationship was like my dream. And so I just got this intuitive hit, like, well, you know, they don't have children, they have a big house, like they have a basement I could just stay at. So I messaged her. And they also get a lot of requests. A lot of people want to live at their house, and they often say no. But intuitively, they're like, yes, we like JD, we'll accept JD into our house. And I said, can I stay for a month and figure out my life? And they're like, yes. So their intuition allowed me to stay there too. So then I'm there, and a couple of days in, my mom's like, so you're moving back to, where you were living before in Quebec? And I'm like, no, I really love Quebec. I started my company here. I'm starting to have friends. I really love my life here. And mom's like, well, we're looking to invest in property. And every weekend I was looking for properties. Like, literally, that was my only activity with my ex-partner at the time. We would just drive around and look for properties. And this was still my dream home. And so I'm like, okay. And then my friend was like, I don't know, a day later, JD, me and my partner, we're getting a divorce. You need to start looking for another place because we're going to put our house up for sale in a week. And the house is going to be you know, sold quickly. And I went back to my parents because I didn't have money, any money at that time. Mom, like, oh my gosh, let's invest. Can you help me invest? Can you help me? Can you be bank of family, bank of parents? Okay, I need to. And they're like, okay. So they flew here. They stayed for a week and they negotiated. And if I would have waited 1 week, I would have missed this.
Yeah.
This has been my 10-year anniversary in February that I've been in this house. This is still my dream home, literally every day. I think I've sent you pictures, Dr.
Yeah, Adam. Yeah.
Look where I am. Yeah. Literally every day I take pictures. I'm literally, and I have more, but I was like, I don't want to bother you too much. But like I just want to send you all of these winter pictures from my view of my home. My point is, now I'm able to hold retreats in my home. And like everyone gives it 5 out of 5. There's something special about this
house.
Yeah,
there is.
And the lake, I've traveled the world, I've backpacked the world, and there's something very special about this lake. Mm-hmm. And it's just magical, and people feel it, and people love to be here. So anyways, I have no idea where I would be today if I did not follow my intuition on that fateful night to leave. I have no idea where I'd be living in the world right now. And I don't even want to think about that. It's
no.
It's a scary thought.
But let's talk about this. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to walk us through what is intuition, because you and I have similarities. I mean, at the end of my relationship, right, so funny. I mean, I can laugh now, but it wasn't funny then. I had no place to go. I had most of my stuff in storage. I was literally, I'm going to have to leave here. I'm going to have to go back. You know, let me go back to New Jersey. I'll always have a home with Linda, blah, blah. I had that until I get a phone call. Let's take a short break when we come back. This is how it works. And I'm a lot like you. My intuition doesn't wait for me. You better get on it. And I've learned that. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll give you the until, but then we're going to walk you through what is intuition and how about these senses? What did you hear when you heard JD's story? Did you hear visual? Did you hear audio? What did you hear? And these are the foundational pieces of what she does and how she does it. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
But are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the hosts to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Activate your DNA with the light codes of creation and implement the life of your dreams with the help of Pam Bright, a multidimensional healer, a light language channel, and a spiritual transformational coach. Pam offers a variety of sessions to heal your mind, body, and soul vibrations. She will connect you with your spirit team, activate your chakras, and more. Not sure what service is best for your journey? Find out by scheduling a free discovery call by visiting brightbutterflynetwork.com. Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're talking about the magic of intuition, the year of more intuition. Imagine living 100% intuitively. How would your life look? You know, would you be different? Would you be different personally, professionally? What other opportunities might already be on the way to you? Can you gain confidence? What would it be like? Would life be easier? Would you not agonize and stress? Would you trust yourself? Janie, before we go, how do we find out more about you? I know you just shared about this beautiful home, but you're also having a retreat there. Also, you're a business coach, et cetera. How do people find out about you? How do they work with you?
Yeah, the easiest way is to contact me at via my website, www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com. You can find my books. You can find lots of videos, a tab to my retreat center. So I really encourage you to go there.
Look, the end of my story is easy. When you hear your friends say, hey, you're not going to believe this, blah, blah, blah is moving out my apartment in my house in beautiful Bothell is available for you. Now, the difference between having that become a reality and not is how quickly I say yes to it. Having said that, your story, my story, it's based on what you have really brought to bear in talking about intuition. So I want to take a moment to say to people, maybe your intuition doesn't work the way we just did it, right? Maybe it doesn't work like that. However, the retreats you do, the services you help people tap in. So talk for a bit about these 8 intuitive senses.
Sure. Yeah, I love that because, you know, what you said at the beginning, it's creating the environment. I have nothing to teach, really. Like, we all have intuition. I'm just there as a support and almost cheerleader to say, listen to it. And I create this really nice environment to be like, you know, slow your life down so you can hear it. One of my intuition retreats, I wasn't necessarily teaching intuition. I was literally just sharing on a daily basis crazy synchronicities. And they just watched my life and they're like, wow, that's how intuition comes. This is how synchronicity comes. So I feel like all we have in life is our stories. And this is why I love sharing. It's like, I can't teach. I can only share my stories with your listeners. And this is what I want to do with my, Transformation Talk Radio Show, The Dawn of Intuition, that will be starting February 5th. So my ways of receiving intuition aren't better than someone else's. It's just about having confidence of knowing how you receive intuition. And there's many different senses. I'm going to simplify them. I'm not going to say they're complicated. There's really the one clear seeing. You may have images that come to mind. You may have vivid dreams. Really, I write about this in my book too. The dream brought me to Quebec. I did not want to come to Quebec. I was very resistant to coming to Quebec, and I had enough dreams that were so profound that I was like, I forgot about this. I was waking up and not going to go back and feeling like I missed something very important and like I regretted it. So I was like, oh, that's weird. Like my dream surprised myself. There's clear knowing, there's clear feeling, there's clear hearing. So that's what I spoke about. I tend to be confident now, and that takes confidence too, because it's like, well, what is that, my intellectual voice? Because I think I'm a businesswoman. I love to think, the mind is there to serve us. And that intuitive voice I've learned over the years, it's taken me years, is very different. It's very subtle, very neutral. There is no emotion. It's, for me, clear, like, and sometimes with an exclamation mark if I don't listen. Right now, go there, do this. Like, it's very short sentences.
Right.
I'm always like, oh, okay. Like, and so I've learned, and it's also just not judgmental. Like, it's like, and also I receive sometimes the message so fast that I might ask myself a question. Literally, I ask myself questions about anything. Like, oh, what should I wear today? What color would be nice? Like, oh, this is what my intuition chose today. Like, really, it's like, there's no question too small or too big. It's like, how should I be a millionaire? Like, it's not like we can't ask some questions and we should ask our intuition others. Our intuition is there, I think, for everything. And so sometimes before the question is complete, I receive an answer. And people are like, well, that can't be it because I didn't even ask my question yet. And so they just push it away because it's so fast. It's so fast.
It is.
And it's so gentle and so subtle. And it's just so like, you know, neutral. So big thing for me is fast and neutral and kind of like, oh, unexpected. Like it's like, I think, and then I have this thought of someone, I'm like, I would never have thought about that person. Like literally, I'm going on vacation, I need a dog sitter, and I have a friend coming hours away. He's coming in like tomorrow, hours away, and he's this guy who's always on the road, always busy, and he's like, JD, he called me, he's like, I'm, you know, needing renovations set in my house, and I had the thought, hey, do you want to come watch my dog? And he was looking for this. He was looking for a quiet place to write. My brain was like, he is the last person to ask, but my intuition was like, hey, you should contact him, and it worked out perfectly. Win-win for both of us.
Yeah.
So there's clear hearing, there's clear touching. Some people touch a object, they touch a building, and they receive all this information and guidance and messages. I'm not like that, I don't think, yet. Clear smelling, you may be in the house and you smell your friend or mother's favorite flower, and that's this guidance to maybe contact them. There's clear tasting, that's where, you know, there's been stories of police detectives having a kind of a, you know, weird taste in their mouth, and that's the drug that will lead them to solve the case. Like, it's just, I don't experience that, but other people do have these stories. And there's clear emotion, clear empathic, so they just sense emotions. Now, some of these are harder to have confidence in with another because, you know, clear smell or clear maybe, some of it can be kind of more obvious, but it's the clear knowing. I find people really struggle with. They often ask me, like, oh, isn't that just my ego, JD? And it's like, yeah, it can come across as ego-filled, like, oh, I just know. And it's how we say things. Because people will be resistant to our intuition, or they can be, not everyone, but they can be. So it's all about, like, gently saying and voicing our intuition, like, oh, I'm getting a gentle feeling or I don't know why, you know, but it's not like, I know, I just know. You know, and people become really closed off to maybe your intuitive insights. But that takes time to gain confidence in as well, because it's like, oh, is this intuition? Is this fear? Is this my feelings? Like, it's so subtle that, and it's so nuanced, and it takes time, and it's about going and trying and then going like, I want to live 100% intuitively, and over the years, I really feel like I'm getting closer to that. But I'm still human, and in business decisions, I'm still like, oh, that person doesn't feel right, and I still go, oh, whatever. I have my goal, and I want to grow my company, and I go against my intuition. I do that, and I lose thousands of dollars, a summer, time, energy, confidence in my intuition, and it's like, well, whatever. It was a learning experience. I learned, oh, this is how I feel. This is not a good outcome that will happen. And it's an expensive learning. But it's like, whatever. It's like, it didn't kill me. Like, it's just, we're humans doing our best, the best we can.
Look, and I love what we're talking about, because I want to get back to something important you said. All of those are important, and I want to make sure that people know that you may have one, the other, or a combination, but they're all so innate, so inside of us. I really do believe that within each of us, it is the muscle that we have yet to grow. It is the thing that I believe that will move the needle on how many cells we use in our brain or not. I really do believe, I mean, you know, I have no science or evidence, but this is my personal belief. Now, there are situations that you go through, which just like you explained, do you move there? Do you do this? Do you do that? I know for me, the consequences of not following my intuition, there's not enough time in this show to talk about them. But I will tell you, there have been situations in my life that had I not paid attention to the note, whatever you want to call it, I would be in serious trouble. I mean, JD, I'm telling you, Linda and I were driving back. 9/11 happened. We couldn't get a plane. The only car we could get was, thank you, Enterprise. They were the only ones doing one way and not jacking your prices to the sky. And so we took one. So we decided to travel, like California back up here, travel the coast. And, you know, sometimes, especially if I'm in visual beauty, I get lost in it. You know what I mean? I just get lost in it. And we pulled over. I don't know if you ever traveled this road in California. Hello. But we pulled over on this remote road. Beautiful. And I said, Linda, let me stop. And I was driving. And I get out of the car. It's a lookout with no railing. Linda stays in. And I get out of the car. And something told me, don't shut the door. So I didn't shut the door. So I get out and I leave my door open. And the next thing I know, as I went to look, I looked back and the car was rolling with my best friend in it. And I am like, it's like a movie. Like, why did I turn and look? If I didn't, she would have gone over the cliff. But why didn't I turn and I looked? And I'm telling you, I beelined it, jumped in the car like in some movie, hit the brake in time. I never forgot that feeling. But you see, this is how it is. People use their intuition every day. You and I use it for business. And you're right. You can't tell everybody. Like, when I saw the vision to create the network, I was driving across the I-90 bridge, and the sun, like, will hit you. And my windshield lit up, and I saw it all. I saw it all. I saw what to create, the technology, I saw it. But when I shared it with one of my friends, they looked at me and said, you're on an ego trip here. And so how do we protect intuition? And this is my next question for you. Because sometimes if we share, like that was the last person I shared that with. And by the way, the rest is history. Here we are. I took that vision. I implemented it. Oliver from Germany showed up. All of this was built on an intuitive notion from the get-go. But I wanted to ask you this, because sometimes our delay or a hesitation or checking with another person, what is the impact of that? What happens when we tell too many people what we intuitively see? Does it get diluted? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I strongly believe in coaching. I think we all need to be coached, life coach, business coach. That's helped me level up. So I love having another person objectively look at things in my blind spots, you know, that I don't see. That's great. I love asking people's opinions. I love getting different sides, you know, that's balanced. But at the end of the day, they don't know how I feel. So I, at the end of the day, really need to have confidence in that final decision of what's best for me. And when I was younger, I would often ask a lot, especially family, what do you think? What do you think? Now I don't. I really don't, because they don't see my vision. And it's taken me years to have that confidence. So I stop at, like, asking. Yeah, I really do. I stop. I might make a decision and be like, oh, what do you think about that decision? But I've already taken that decision. So it's helped me, but it took me a long time to have that confidence.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no shame in life if you don't follow your intuition. Let's talk about this, because sometimes people listen to a show like this and they start to feel bad or shame or guilt. We're not saying that. Right. Aren't you coming to the forefront to say, wait a minute, you know, sometimes you're not going to use your intuition, but if you want to learn how to, there's a way, right?
Yes. I say this often, actually, that I write, there's a chapter called Infinite Roots, and I have this belief system that we have many ways to get to our destiny, and they're all equally good. For me, I'm someone who tends to be a bit impatient, so I want to take the fast track. I don't want to take a bumpy road and have, you know, drama in my life. I want the fast track, so I feel like intuition is there to give me the fast track. But I feel like okay, I don't feel my intuition. Okay, there was a summer I lost money and time. Okay, I just zigzagged a bit, and then I'll zigzag that way again. It's like there's no judgment. So I really feel that also, yes, my intuition wants me to take action quickly. And there's also times where, like coming, moving to this province, I had repetitive dreams. I went to Japan for an entrepreneurs summit, and that my intuition came a few times. It was first to choose the networking event, talk to the director of the Chamber of Commerce. I forgot because I was busy. And then the next day I was too busy. I didn't message her. Weeks later, my intuition said, contact her. And I was like, well, this is weird. Like, why do I keep getting this intuitive hit to contact her? Like, is this nonsense? But the intuition, like, kept on it. So that's another key that we never spoke about before. I tend to be like, oh, you get one shot and you have to act or you're going to miss your crazy opportunity. That has happened for some things in my life. And I feel like intuition is also, there's a project, a new company I'm starting now, and it's been 3 years of my intuition going like, start it. And I'm like, I don't have a table yet. Start it. And it's still like someone just kept left like a month ago, and I was like, start it. And so my intuition has been on this for 3 years, and finally I've been able to manifest the humans to do that. So, so I feel like the intuition is there, will constantly be there if we really need to do something.
I love that because, I mean, even though I saw the windshield light up, it's taken me this long to have the team to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're running out of time, but it's like you get to a point where you see everything is lining up. And, you know, following that intuition point to point to point to point will get us there, won't it?
Well, I love to share that this has taken me 15 years to create this retreat center, People come to me and, you know, oh, JD, things are so easy for you. They don't know how much I've struggled, how many 12, I was just working 12-hour days, 7 days a week, burnt out, tired, anxious. I come across maybe as really zen and chill, but you could ask any of my family. Years ago, I was like, I couldn't sleep. I had so much anxiety. Entrepreneurship is really hard. So super anxious and like struggling. I had no money. Like everything. It's not like my life was super hard either, but it's like it wasn't just flawless. This is 15 years of consistent effort. And finally, and I could never, my house is big and I always needed roommates. I couldn't afford this house by myself. So, and now all the roommates are gone and I'm like, no partner. And I'm like, wow, wait, I get to finally do what I want to do with this. But it took me 15 years to get to this level. So yeah, it's important to accept where we're at, have compassion where we are, be gentle with ourselves. And just kind of try to follow that intuition, you know?
I love that. I love what you shared, and I want to ask you this because same thing, 15 years, and yeah, there have been, let's call it milestones along the way, you know, and I want to really point that out. One of the things that I believe is don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your dream. My mom used to say, don't give up on your dream. Your dream will not give up on you. And, you know, it took me a lot of years to remember that. But she also said, you're going to have to perspire a little bit if you inspire. She had these words. She always had these little, you know, coming out of there. But this is what you're saying. You're going to get intuitive hits as you have gotten for 15 years to get you to where you are today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, again, these little steps. For me, you are nice. For you, you had this big vision. It was like, actually, that's not true. I remember being in this call with my sister once, and I had this vision of, oh, I'm going to have a retreat center
by
a lake. So I've had that. You're right. I have had that 15 years ago. Yeah, it's true. But I was like, that's impossible. How am I going to get
exactly.
that? And I have no confidence, and I have no skills. And, like, I'm very low confidence. And I might come across as very confident now because I have intuition. I feel like I have, like, this huge support always with me and guiding me. Like, how can I fail? How can I fail now? I have just a deep confidence in trusting myself to hear my guidance. And that's really helped me have this deep inner confidence that I never had. years ago.
I want to talk about something you just said in the last couple of minutes we have left, because you really nailed it. And I think this is the part you work on in your retreats. It's trusting oneself. Now, we didn't get time to talk about it today, but it's such a key ingredient. I want to make sure that you mention how people can work with you, how they could attend your retreats, because that is the part that you have to have somebody else. Like, I don't want to fool anybody. I've got 5 coaches, so I just want to be very clear. You don't get here without support, and you don't get here without guidance. But isn't that what you're building and doing, not only in your business, but in the opportunities for retreat, to help people move that trust meter up, right? How do people find out about that and you? And, boy, what a great time folks are going to have.
Yes. Yeah, again, I love when people can find me and learn more about me on my website, www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com. You can see my retreat dates. You can see how you can work with me one-on-one coaching. And so this is what I offer during my retreats, is every day people can sign up and have a one-hour one-to-one coaching, and it can be anything. Like, it's like, what's alive for you today? Is it business? Some people come to me because they're in a career change. They're completely burnt out. So we do a lot of inner child work. Hey, let's go back to your childhood. What did you really want to be, you know? We work on, it could be health. A lot of people, which I find sad, is there's a, you know, there's this huge sense of loneliness. This is why they like to come to my home too, because we like live in community. We have to you know, I have a little dog, a cute little dog that you've seen, and he's a project. He's a rescue dog, and he can be trouble. And we all collectively have to support and care for him, and he creates so much. Like, it's just, he's part of the retreat. He's a healer. Like, and he'll literally, if people are, God, I love this story. I never share this story. I should, though. There was one woman, she just got off the plane. She was burnout. Like, literally, like, people are literally, like, on the plane taking, like, anti-anxiety or smoking, or they're coming to me quite in a rough state. And I was like, let's do a coaching right now. And I normally never do this on day one. I walk in and my little dog had his paw on her shoulder. He's never done this ever. And I walk in and I was like, do you need some grounding? She's like, yeah, I just need to ground. I was like, well, I see that, and my dog felt that. You know, he was just like, sit there, ground, woman. And we automatically started coaching together. And every day, and I give a lot of homework. And so anyways, with these inquiries and questions and daily coaching that I offer, there's so many aha moments. There's so many aha moments that my guests receive.
Yeah. And by the way, you're transformed from it. And that's really, you know, for me, that's what I want people to know. Yes, it took you 15 years, but it took you 15 years perhaps to help somebody change 40 years and transform. And that's really the key. You know, everything you've done, the sweat, the visioning, the intuition, the building, the trust in yourself, it's, yes, of course, it's been for your dream, but it's been in service of others. And right now, people need it. Katie, thank you so very much for today. Thank you for everything you're doing. And again, tell people when your first show is.
My first show is February 5th, and it's called The Dawn of Intuition, Awaken to a New Way of Being.
Katie, thank you so much. Much more to come. And by the way, go to the website that we mentioned before. I'm going to tell you right what it is. And when you go there, there's a couple of things. You're going to go to intuitivebusinessconnectionswithanS.com. And when you go over there, click on the menu under more. You'll see retreats. You'll also see on the page ways to sign up for courses, private coaching. There's a book club. It's just a lot. I mean, there's ways for you to say yes to yourself. See, that's what 2024 is. It's the year of more, and it's really more of you and your success and happiness. Katie, thank you so much for everything. Awesome.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on, and I just want to say one thing. Whatever you think your intuition is, you have more in the tank than you know. You just may need a little help getting it out. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.